Let us explore the Bible together on Glorious Morning Study Hour on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
You've likely heard the phrase, your body is a temple. For us as Bible-believing Christians, that's more than just a catchy slogan, right? It's a core theological conviction. And today we are going to be exploring the holistic side of faith, from what we eat to how we rest, we're going to be discussing all this in terms of why physical health is actually a spiritual matter. In this conversation, we will unpack as well why the church advocates for certain lifestyle boundaries and how these choices actually clear the path for a better connection with God. So join us as we discuss Christian behavior. This is our scripture spotlight as we go through this Bible principle. And joining us in line of this discussion is our pastor, Mfundisi Mangena, who is going to be taking us through. Elder, good morning to you.
Thank you so much, my leader. Good morning.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Trusting you are doing all right.
I'm doing all right, my leader, and yourself?
No, by God's grace, we are fine. Thank you so much. Let's jump straight into it. When you look at the counsel that Apostle Paul gives to the Corinthian church, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, in verse 19, he speaks to them about how their bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit. How does this biblical view change the believer and how they treat their bodies? I'm talking about physical health now.
When I looked at this one, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, talking about the body being the temple of the Holy Spirit, and in my mind came the issue of being stewards of God. That what God...
We're losing you, sir.
...as the accountability of what he gives us. Then he says, not only external things or things that are far from you, but including yourself, including your own body, you should understand that this is where the Holy Spirit dwells. So that, as we spoke yesterday about the transforming of the mind, the renewing of the mind by transformation through the Holy Spirit, where will the Holy Spirit be doing that work? It is in this body that God has created. Mm-hmm. So therefore, take care of the body in every way possible, that the body should be well inside and outside. Then you are able to become a vessel that the Holy Spirit will guide, and also the Holy Spirit will use also for other people. Because of in Christian behavior, we are told that, but rather we are here for also other people.
Dada, we're getting a bit of feedback on your side, some ambient noises. I don't know if you're able to move around, just give us a bit of a response there.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
Is it audible?
You're audible, but I think like your background is extremely heavy, like you're on loudspeaker or something. We're getting feedback from our own voice here.
Oh, okay. No, I'm sorry.
Yeah, if you could maybe if you're on loudspeaker or you're using a hands-free set, maybe you can just remove it and speak directly into the device for a better connection there. Thank you so much. Maybe as we continue then, why do we perhaps, especially Christians and even the Adventists in particular, distinguish between clean and unclean foods of Leviticus 11? Is this list and prohibition still relevant for believers today?
I believe it is, because if you check the issue of
Dala, we're losing you. Your network is not proper. Try moving around. Elder?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Ah, there we go. Much better.
All right. I'm saying that when you look at the issue of clean and unclean foods, mm-hmm. I do not believe that it was an old thing of ceremonial, or that had to do with only the Israelites. Because if you check, the issue of clean and unclean was there even immediately after the flood.
So it tells you that it was not a new thing, but God had always cared about what we eat and what we intake in our bodies. Mm. So therefore, when he writes about it in Leviticus, it was not a new concept. It was not an Israelite concept, because of Israel did not exist during the time of Noah. But yet God still cared about clean and unclean. Mm. And when you continue with it, especially when you find a few verses talking about swine or the pig meat, mm-hmm. you find that there's always hint to say that God had never created a swine for consumption. And there was a verse somewhere in the Minor Prophets where God rebuked them sternly to say that this swine food that you are eating, it is one of those that causes a lot of diseases for you. And then if we were to enter into health, we know that it has been proven scientifically that certain foods, especially uncleaned, either by lab or by chemicals, they will make you sick. And pig is one of those. Actually, the list that God gave of unclean foods, it's one of those where scientists wanted to understand what's going on here. And then they realized later that actually God was right, because we didn't have technology then. But then he says, stay away from these things, because of he knows that your body will suffer, or the strength of your body will diminish because of certain foods that we eat. And it's not only food, my leader. It's a lot, just adding to your question. It's a lot. The issue of not sleeping well, the issue of not drinking the right things, you know, the issue of not dressing properly for the body so that it can breathe also. Mm-hmm. Imagine always wearing so much tight clothes. What will they do to the blood circulation? What will they do to the pores that are supposed to make your skin breathe? So it's a lot that has to do with how to take care of your body when it comes to the perspective of health. Mm-hmm. But also it's not only health. It's a lot of things that God says, take care of your body for. And one of the greatest issues these days, my leader, it's mental health. It's part of the body. If you don't take care of your mind, you will suffer. And at the end of the day, it will be as if now people are cursing you to say something is wrong with his brain. Mm. It's only because of maybe some of us, we were not born with mental diseases, but through certain behaviors, then we bring to ourselves some stresses and depressions that maybe were unnecessary for us to even get there.
Yeah, no, that is so true. So are we then to understand that some of the prohibitions, I mean, you mentioned other things, they're like sleep, like certain substances we drink, your alcohols, your whatnot, your people smoking tobacco and so forth, which are not mentioned in scripture, that are these still prohibitions when you look at them from a Christian behavior perspective? Are these prohibitions based on spiritual concerns, or it's more health related? What is the motive here? Or are the two related?
What I found out is that as Adventists, we are always at pains to try to explain or to theoretically show the understanding of why certain things are prohibited, or we are so strong in prohibiting certain things, mm-hmm. even though there is no express verse in the Bible,
okay.
even though there is no sort of like a black and white that is exactly the way.
Mm-hmm.
But now we take a lot of verses in the Bible, looking at the principle of written in Isaiah, to say that a line upon line, precept upon precept, a little mm-hmm. there, a little there.
Mm-hmm.
So we make up, or we try to explain these things based on the scattered verses all over the Bible, bring them together, try to analyze, try to understand. So we still believe strongly so that it is a Christian duty not to partake on alcohol that will change the status of your mind, not to partake of smoking elements or things or chemicals that will therefore either harm your lungs, harm your livers, or whatever that they will do into your body. But not only your body, but also your brain.
Mm-hmm.
Because of we know that some of these things that we drink or smoke, they go straight to the brain, or they go straight to the blood system. And then from there, whether we like it or not, something changes in the body. It is no longer as natural as is. It is not only your alcohol, it's not only your smoking, but even other edible soft drugs like your fizzy drinks that have a lot of sugar. You know, your potato chips that have a lot of sugar and salt. You know, after a long while, even scientists, non-Christian scientists, they always warn us about these things. So why are we as Christians then lagging behind when even the scientists are telling us that this too much of these things are going to kill us? Or slowly, it's suicide. So why is it that we are in denial as Christians and we want a specific verse, and yet nature itself, it's speaking? I mean, if you were to look at Acts chapter 14, God says, I might have not spoken a lot with the Gentiles, but I still left them with evidence in nature itself. So if nature talks to you, why fight it?
Why fight it indeed if nature is already speaking? Christian behavior sometimes is blamed for being always so... how would I put it? Like, you know, it's always negative. No, don't do this. Don't do that. Don't do this. Don't do that. Are there positive things, habits that you can then say, no, actually, it's not just saying don't. It's saying replace with much more positive things in your life. Maybe talk to us a bit about those things that promote good lifestyle.
Actually, you see, those don'ts, the negativity of it, it is just us. I can't say misreading those prohibitions, but rather, as time goes by, or as you read a lot of other verses in the Bible, you get to see the explanation why.
Okay.
You get to see, now the positive comes from the principles or the expansion of that command that says do not. And then when you look at it, then you start understanding, actually, it's not a prohibition. Mm-hmm. It's actually a positive statement that helps you in the long run. As I said yesterday, sin has created in us the propensity to go towards darkness. So there's a need for a lot of dons. And only later when we follow the dons, then we see the positives. And what are the positives? I mean, issues of health, like take care of your body. When you stand in the sun during certain hours early in the morning, you get to see that your body generates energy. Your body is healthy. You get that sunshine D that you need. When you walk, when you take your walks, when you jog, you know, the gyms that we do at times, the exercises that we do, those are the positives. I mean, it might have started with a don't, but when you look, when you try to stay away from the don't, start seeing the positives, of the do's.
Okay.
You see, and then what benefits the body, what benefits the mind, and what benefits the brain. Because I strongly believe once we take care of the brain or the mind, the rest of the body will be okay. That is why scientists who cannot explain the work of the Holy Spirit, they speak about the placebo effect. When you think positive, you will heal faster. Mm-hmm. For your positive thoughts, they give the body strength to heal itself.
Indeed. Maybe let's then close it up with looking at the relationship that is there between physical health, especially poor physical health, and a low spiritual connection or a hindered connection with God.
This one is big, and I think you will still need also maybe a health practitioner, especially psychologist or psychiatry, to really dwell deep in it, or even a theologian who has done psychology. They will explain to you in a very nice way to say that once your body is weak, once your mind is weak, you don't concentrate on anything spiritual. You don't see a benefit of anything spiritual. That is why some of us seem to have anger with God. It is because of sometimes the stresses and the depressions we go through. We are so weak that we cannot positively think. And because of we cannot positively think, that is why at the end of the day, even God makes no sense. How can church and God make sense? How can love of Christianity make sense when I'm not feeling good? And I've not been feeling good for a long time. And sometimes it's not a physical not feeling good, but it's a spiritual, I mean, it's a mental not feeling good. And therefore, the spirit suffers also.
Yeah. The spirit suffers as well. That's certainly true. Well, Mdela, thank you so much for the counsel this morning. Any final thoughts, any final words you want to leave with our listeners as we wrap it up?
All I want to say is that there's a lot that the Bible offers to us when it comes to Christian behavior. The question that you asked yesterday about why do we concentrate too much on the outside, it's a human thing. It is not God that does that.
Yeah.
It's us with our fears or our misunderstandings that concentrate more on certain things rather than what Christ wants us to concentrate on. Everything holistically is important. And this holistic picture will assist us to become the Christians or the Christ followers that Christ wants us to be. But we should never be impatient with each other or with ourselves. We need to take it step at a time. We will be as Christ is.
We will be as Christ is. A beautiful way to wrap up our session with this morning. Thank you so much, my elder. Until we chat again tomorrow, God keep you. God bless you.
Thank you so much, my leader, and God bless you too.
Thank you so much.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.